periodic status review of the Columbian sharp-tailed grouse. This is also a decision. Staff?
Thank you, Commissioner. Me again, Hannah Anderson. This is actually the fourth time that I've come before you to talk about grouse. We first presented our periodic status review on December 8th, 2017, and we returned in January 19th of 2018, and we were for a decision and were redirected to proceed with the process to uplist. In December, our recommendation had been to maintain as threatened. That was consistent with our recovery plan. In June 14th, 2018, we came before you for a decision with a recommendation to uplist to endangered. But our paperwork it had indicated that the decision could not have been made before August. And so here I am today with the paperwork all in line for a decision on the recommendation to uplist. So I'll provide just a brief summary, just like I just did. I'll go a little quicker because we've already heard it multiple times. So the Columbia sharp-tailed grouse was listed as threatened in the state of Washington in 1998. They currently occupy just 8% of their historical range, and we are documenting decline. The 2017 population estimate was 608 birds. And all those populations are isolated and small, and certainly they are less than the sort of 200 number of each population which has been shown to be a threshold for persistence. They're reliant on grassland and shrub steppe habitat for breeding, and as well as riparian habitat for wintering. They're threatened with habitat loss, habitat degradation and fragmentation, small population size, predation, others. There are multiple conservation actions underway, including augmentations in 2018, and we have some planned for next year as well. So in summary, the threats are significant to this species. The population is in decline. The Columbia sharp-tailed grouse status is consistent with the definition of endangered, and we recommend that the species be reclassified to endangered status. We did receive comments in our first 90-day comment period. We received four comments. Three were to keep it as listed and one to delist. We also received two letters, both to uplist to endangered. During our December initial briefing, we have heard public testimony and to uplist to endangered status. And then June public testimony to uplist, and also testimony status, so not to uplist, and then two additional letters to maintain threatened status. And that's the summary.
Vice Chair?
Any questions? I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Is that Kim?
Yes.
Commissioner Thorburn, please.
I move to reclassify the Columbian sharp-tailed grouse to endangered status as recommended by department staff. I will speak to the motion if there's a second.
This is Commissioner Kehoe. I'll second the motion.
Thank you.
We have a second by Commissioner Kehoe. Thank you very much. Would you go ahead, Kim?
I appreciate Hannah's history of the periodic status review and the work that we, the commission, did in response to substantial testimony that really pointed out that the species does definitely fit the definition of endangered in our state statute and rules. The populations are unsustainable without the augmentation work that's going on. Staff is reviewing the recovery plan and trying to come up with other approaches to recovery that will help with its sustainability. In addition, we'll remind the commission that our discussion as we looked at our direction that we gave to staff, the guidance that we gave to staff, we did discuss the significance of uplisting and what it would mean to stakeholders. And since a lot of the recovery work is based on cooperative work with landowners, we felt that uplisting would hopefully enhance that work and opportunity. So I think that deals with some of the concerns that we heard. We really did take that into consideration. I certainly am going to support this motion. I think that the Columbian sharp-tailed grouse needs to be state endangered in Washington.
Any other discussion?
Vice Chair, this is Commissioner Holzfeller. Well, I'm going to come down on the other side of this. It's not that I'm against the sharp-tailed grouse by any shape, matter, or form, but I'm a very big believer in the power of persuasion, but I'm not a big believer in the persuasion of power. And this one concerns me as a landowner that it just does. And I know, Hannah, you tried to say that there's no downside to it, but as a landowner, yeah, it would concern me gravely. And I know I've talked to county commissioners in this area, and it concerns them. So I'll probably go ahead one way or the other, but I just want to get on the record stating this.
Any other points of discussion from the commission or staff for that matter? Okay, hearing none, I'll call for the question. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Okay, motion carried.